EXTU Morning Crew. I'm Andy. We've got Zach here. He's our producer, and our assistant producer, Jagger, is here.
What's up?
Okay, so I had to miss a call from Garth Brooks yesterday because I had to get my kids to the doctor. So, Jagger, you were kind enough to step in and do your first ever interview.
First ever. It was funny because Zach called me, and he was like, hey, I have bad news. Andy can't do the interview. Do you want to do it? And I was like, I thought it was a joke at first, and I was like, and then he was like, no, I'm serious, do you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, I'm in, I got it. He's like, are you sure you don't sound confident? And I was like, no, I got this, I'm doing it.
So, super cute, Jagger came in with notes and notes and notes on top of notes. And when we get an interview with somebody like Garth Brooks, it's like they tell us you only have a certain amount of time to spend with him because he's talking to other radio stations. Mm-hmm. I think you had a book, a whole, like, you really did your homework, so I give you a lot of credit, but I think that we should listen to it, right?
Do it.
Super cute. Okay.
Hi, Garth.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing better than I deserve.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. This is an absolute blessing to be interviewing you. This is my first interview I've ever done with anybody, so for you to be doing it with you is a dream come true. So I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Very sweet. Thank you for letting me be your first.
Oh.
Here's to 1,000 more.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. Well, Garth, congratulations, first of all. You and Trisha just adopted a new puppy. That's so exciting.
It is exciting. You got to watch her.
He hung up on us.
Stop it! It's going so great! Oh my gosh! He hung up on you!
The interview was so bad that he hung up on
you. Well, I mean, okay, I don't know what you were doing with the microphone, but you're like, you don't know how to use one yet. So we'll have to work on that. But okay, did you get reconnected?
Yes, we got reconnected.
Okay.
Congratulations! So you...
Hang on one second. I'm
going to
patch
you
through again, okay?
So that's the woman that does the connecting.
Hey, Garth.
So, that's your first one. How did it go?
I still hope I have 1,000 more.
Let's go for number two.
All right, here we go. We're with 92.5 XTU here in Philadelphia, and we are interviewing Garth Brooks. All right, congratulations, Garth. You and Trisha just adopted a new puppy. That's so exciting.
I got to tell you, this puppy is getting more airtime than I can't believe it. Everybody loves this puppy. They love the pictures of her. Miss Sherwood loves her. Now we have two. Both of them are rescues, and the next one we get will be a rescue. The one after that will be a rescue. She just got a soft place for dogs.
Oh, that's amazing. What kind of dog is it?
You know, I really don't know. It's just, I can tell you what it looks like, but it looks like it's got some kind of part boxer in it, maybe Dalmatian. She's got a lot of spots, so she's just cute, and everything she does is cute. You know how it was when me and Miss Sherwood were dating. Everything I did was cute. Well, that stage is over.
Well, as long as she's cute, that's all that matters, right? I guess.
He just keeps laughing with me. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. You are adorable. Okay, so he's got this big special coming up.
Yes.
Right, on Sunday. Did you talk to him about that at all?
I did.
All right, so let's go to the interview.
So you performed the first ever live concert held at the Notre Dame Football Stadium in South Bend, Indiana, back on October 20th. The event hosted more than 83,000 people.
Okay, hang on. That's not just stuff you know off the top of your head, right?
No, I totally had to research all of that.
Okay. So
she was shaking.
Really?
Shaking while she was reading it.
I'm surprised the paper didn't, like, go over the microphone.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
What should all of us be expecting to watch from this incredible event on Sunday?
I think there's just something magic about some places. Let's talk about the Ryman in Nashville. You get some kind of help. There's angels in there or something. Well, this iconic Notre Dame Stadium, when you walk in, something is going on. You can feel it under your feet, and there's some kind of magic that's going on in there. And when you try and film magic, you never really capture it. I got to say, hats off to CBS. They captured the magic here. You know, you'll see the big helicopter shots, the epic shots. But what's going to steal your heart are the individuals that are singing every word in that stadium. It's such a great crowd.
Yeah, it couldn't have been any more of a perfect fit for you. As a man with such love and passion as you have for what you do and your fans, or as you like to call them, voices, and to play in a stadium that holds so much of the same values for its own fans, it had to be an incredible feeling.
Well, it's very, very cool that you know that.
Whoa!
Garth Brooks
thinks I'm cool. That's
you
all
are
I'm saying.
Super cool.
Notre Dame is known for their class and how they treat their fans. But I'm going to tell you, I think the reason why they picked Garth Brooks to open their stadium was because of the crowds that come see Garth. That night was definitely on key for that because those people came and 85,000 people were one that night.
A night to remember for sure. Well, thank you, Garth, so much for you.
Me,
sorry.
I enjoyed this. I look forward to the next interview with you.
I know, so do I. It was amazing. And, Garth, I just have to say, I've been a fan of yours forever. My family, we love you so much. We grew up on your music, and just thank you.
Very, very sweet. I love you and love to your family this holiday season, okay?
Thank you so much, Garth. You too, and thank you so much for the best first interview ever.
All right. Guys, have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too, Garth. Bye.
Good job.
Nail the kid.
Yes! So what did you really think?
Yes! There was just so much weight taken off of my shoulders.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
That will never get old.
That's how I really feel about that interview.
Yes! That was so cute. Oh, bravo,
Thank
Jagger.
You.
Really great job. Really great job.
92.5 XTU.